and the States. In defense of them,
everything else is
in
South America.
South America, they think that we are Central America also.
It's because we have part.
Yes.
Like we have part
it's
of
like
Central
Russia,
America.
It's half Europe,
but
Europe,
since
half
we have
Asia.
The majority
yeah, it's,
on
it's
North
like
America,
that.
That's why we are North American.
I feel that, yeah,
it's
like it's like Russia,
part
we're
of
like half European and half
Asian.
And half Asian.
But I think it's only part of Chiapas.
I don't know where Central Americans.
Like just the bottom tip of
I think
Mexico,
like up to
like
what
now you know what other mistake I've heard a lot now that I work with this? They think that we speak Mexican.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. I love that one.
That's a common one. I don't speak
we
Mexican.
We speak Mexican.
I don't speak Mexican. Well, what's Mexican? There's no Mexican language.
Like,
right.
And
Spanish.
One time this guy was, oh man, I don't speak Mexican. Like, but he was cool. Like, he was nice. I didn't want him to sound rude because, so I told him, like, Mexican. And I told him I speak Spanish. And he goes, oh, yeah, I knew that. But I don't speak either Mexican. Like, he was even stating that Mexican and Spanish were two different languages. That's common.
But I think that gets confused with people not understanding that there's different dialects
but it's
to Spanish. Because, like, we were saying that, too. Like, when my mother-in-law is Puerto Rican, when she speaks, it's very hard for me to follow.
Yeah.
It's very not just rapid, but all their words are very long. Like
yeah.
They pronunciate like
the R doesn't
very
exist for Peruvians.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The R.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
I'm going to eat alos.
Puerto Rico.
Alos.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the different dialects. Like we
there
said, like Mexico
that.
City.
It's not that
they have a different,
itself.
You know.
Yeah, it's just like pronunciation.
It's just an accent.
It's
like
yeah,
an accent.
It's an accent.
Yeah. Like
because dialect, we do have a lot of different dialects, but that's like now what, like it's completely different.
Oh yeah, like dialects are like a whole other thing. No, there's tons of dialects. There's like 50 something, or 50, 49, some shit like that. There's a ton.
But that's like
but like apart from
that's
that,
like between a New Yorker and a Californian.
It's
like
right.
Accent.
Yeah, accent
right.
Is quite
yeah.
Different.
Midwest.
You mentioned different words.
Chicago.
And like here they make fun of me because the people have a humongous accent here. Like supposedly. I don't know anything.
Oh yeah, we do have like a
but yeah,
blocks.
But it's not
here in Aguascalientes. It is really,
like
really thick.
It's super like noticeable. Like everyone
yeah.
That comes here, they're like, what?
It's like you. For me, Aguascalientes is like London from like Mexican, like the Mexican London.
Yeah, because they drag out their words.
See.
Yeah.
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 It's like, see. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny.
For example, have you? When you notice the difference, when you hear someone from Spain, the Spanish from Spain,
yeah,
it's like the Ashe.
Oh, it's horrible.
Like,
but it also depends like,
on
region.
What region
they,
is there.
Right.
Like you have
depends.
To have a good ear to start to differentiate between.
Yeah.
Between
actually, I just started to get like to know like the different about like accents like with you guys, because
mm-hmm.
For me it was like just English. Like general, in general.
Right.
Like I couldn't like notice the difference.
And now that you talk to people from all over. Yeah.
Now that I'm starting to.
Oh yeah.
Because most of the people that I talk to, they're most of them are from like Texas and
Midwest. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but with you, it's really different from them.
Yeah,
and from
there's different accents,
from
like
York,
people
really
from the
different.
South.
Hardcore.
So
right.
It's really different.
Right.
So it's like, wow, I'm starting to notice.
When like we went to New Orleans,
uh-huh.
It was
right the way they talk.
They
their
were,
accent is
like,
crazy.
No, and they have French words,
mm-hmm.
And they speak like some Creole kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what?
It's a whole new world over
it's
there, huh?
You don't understand.
I need
anything.
To go there so bad.
You don't understand anything, but it's really cool. The food's amazing. And yeah, like in Georgia, and Georgia,
yeah,
they have
Georgia,
Georgia. Yeah, and also the north.
Alabama.
Boston,
yeah.
Seattle
mm-hmm.
Supposedly must have one too.
Yeah,
there's
Boston has a really heavy.
California, Boston is hardcore.
For
yeah.
Alabama, I thought that they were like black people. Like everybody that I used to hear like from Alabama,
mm-hmm.
I thought that they were black because the way they talk.
Yeah,
because
they're from
for
the
me
South.
It was really hard, like hard to understand them.
Yeah.
So I felt like, oh, that's a nigger for sure.
Oh my.
But that in a racist way, nigger. That's what I'm telling you. Like we
well,
use
see,
that word
okay,
a lot.
So that's something we talked about too, right?
Yeah.
Was how you guys using that word, it's just like a word. It's like
for us, it's just too.
It's because we hear it use that much, and then, like on TV and.
And here, it's because...
No, but go on with that thought. Like, you hear the music, you hear the TV,
and then here it has no power.
Right.
Like, that word has
and
no
you don't,
power.
You don't have black people
no black
here.
People, so you can't offend anyone, and so you hear it, and
so
it's
you
more
guys
like pop
hear,
culture.
Right, it's pop culture.
It's like pop culture.
Crazy.
Nigga, it's pop culture.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
It comes out in so many movies and like songs more than anything in songs. So it's more of a pop culture thing. Like, people do it unconsciously. I swear to God, when I was with my friends, one time in Vallarta, in my friend Luis's house, and we were, like, the whole friends were there, like, at the beach, and there was this black family. And, like, we were, like, just, like, playing around. Like, we didn't even know that they were there. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we were playing around, and we always, like, play around, like, like how we hear, like, in shows or whatever. And then we noticed that they were there, and we were like, oh, shit, we're going to kill them. But...
Did they ever say anything to you guys?
No, they didn't say anything because I'm guessing that they thought, oh, like, they probably don't even know what these people are saying. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't know, because I just don't... I just don't know any black people that wouldn't respond to that.
Well, really?
I don't know any.
That's unbelievable.
Not and in now it's different if they're with the comfort of their friends and it depends, right? Because I've been around like you know, or you see black people calling black people, you know, those things. But they're, it's like the setting is in a comfortable setting, and it's normally like in a friendship, you know, family setting.
Yeah.
So I don't know any black person that would hear a stranger. Say that word
and like be okay
and
with
them
it.
Not respond
yeah,
at all.
It's because,
at all.
It's because, like, they get super offended.
It is like.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Because
I've, like, seen it too. Like, I tell everyone, like, no, you can't say that word over there.
Because the other day, I was checking this. It was a whole controversy as well. Because there was a queen, like a drag queen,
mm-hmm.
that were saying. That word, but it was for me, it was not like bad because he was saying it
like in
so,
a funny way,
mm-hmm. but it was not racist for me,
right?
And it started like
again,
a
like
huge
pop culture,
huge thing,
right? Again, pop culture,
and
right.
They were calling her or him, they were calling him like really that he was really racist. And I'm like, what's wrong with him? For me, it's not like he was just. He was like singing, like something, oh yeah, nigga, 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 or shit like that. But it was nothing like harmful. So that's why for me it's really weird that everything is so sensitive now, like on the States. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, it's understandable that it's sensitive, but now the new generations.
I wouldn't mind if someone
they're like
called
making
me
it
beaner.
Pop culture. Yeah, no, like, I wouldn't care.
Like,
I'd be
I don't
like,
care.
Whatever. Like,
I'd be. Like, whatever, if that's what you're saying, that's fine.
Going through that, making a link under your perspective, have you noticed that racism here?
Yeah, it's because, like, we asked
right.
too.
Right, we talked about that earlier today, too. I mean, mm-hmm. that's something that I've always seen. Like, I always said, like, the most racist people that I knew were Mexicans.
But they're here. Like, in these days here, have you noticed something?
No, I haven't. But then again, I'm surrounded with Mexicans, and I'm not surrounded with diversity like I am in the States.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. There is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think here is worse than there, because here it's so accepted that nobody accepts. Like,
yeah, it's like norm. It's
like
the
norm.
It's
like
the norm.
Well, yeah, what is it? It's not bad.
Like racism.
But...
Because he's saying he thinks it's bad.
It's weird because I think it's...
Which you think it's pretty bad too, but then you're like,
like,
I don't
I
really think
that
it's that bad.
Also, like,
and your brother said the same thing.
Like, they let... Well, not that they let you, but like they don't help. Porque llegan y siempre a ti te van a tratar mejor. Así de, ay, sí, güerito. Always. And don't tell me no. So, like, anywhere in Mexico that, like, they see a white person, they're like, oh, like, he must have money... Or, like, he's going to give me something.
Yeah,
or...
but what does that have to do with us being racist?
I mean,
Then, like, it doesn't help. Because they're, like,
they're like, they don't care. Like, if you treat them like crap, like, they don't care.
No, they do.
They do, but they don't say nothing. That's the thing.
That's stupid that they don't say anything. Then.
That's a different thing.
But well, they should.
No, what I that's think, all I'm saying. What I think it is, it's because they live there. So they know that hardcore racism, like, it's from the States. And maybe it's not as bad as the States, but for us that we've been living here like our entire lives, for us it's like really hardcore to see that, maybe. Because we haven't experienced that racism, that hardcore racism.
It's in the US, it's mm-hmm. way more hardcore. It's like, no. It's like aggressive, like they want to kill you.
My conclusion here was, because and here's when you said like right. you don't have an issue if they call you a beaner, like you will be nice. But, and you said also,
yeah,
to be honest, I have the same situation, like I don't get offended. But that's because that was never our, I don't want to sound like...
Oh, I know, that's not supposed to be for us.
Or... Yeah, that's the thing, that wasn't supposed to offend us, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we never had to carry that burden in our life. Like, maybe when they say right. that to us by default, we were like...
Yeah, maybe they call a sure, beer, like, sure. a more like, Mexican yeah. person, like a Mexican
brown person, like, going to get, like,
get offended.
It doesn't
mm-hmm. feel yeah, like that problem.
And that's the thing with the, you know, what you were saying, the sensitiveness, that it's going overrated.
No, but I have another one. I don't care if they call me faggot or whatever.
Oh,
yeah, I don't
but
care.
In your case, you're very open-minded. But
not
yeah. And he says faggot, he's like, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, not everybody. Like, they think that most gay people, if they call them a faggot, they will feel like,
yeah. Well, it's because for me, it's just so sensitive. Like,
it doesn't feel great because it's pointing you out. Like something
that's the thing.
Right.
That's
like something like, that's not supposed to be there.
It's not bad.
Right.
But the fact that you get offended.
I don't care either.
Yeah, but that's what I've noticed though talking to you guys is that you keep it's like the sensitivity of what like the US has. And like I was saying, like with your brothers, like we talked about like the Me Too movement and like how much
yeah.
they mock it and make
oh,
fun
yeah,
of
they,
it
we're saying
they
that.
Mock it
we I've mock heard, about that like all the time.
I've heard
it's,
that I don't but that's me not trying to be again oversensitive.
really, as well he's 31?
I'm 30.
30. So
he's like 20.
It's as well, like, it depends who will you talk to.
Yeah.
Right, of course, yeah.
Because as far as I feel it, for example, today there was a thread in the internet that I was reading, Overwatch, I don't know if you've heard of that video game.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that
of course.
Video game.
Oh, yes.
Her, like, husband plays it.
That
yes.
was just stupid.
Her, like,
husband
plays
it. Australia?
What?
Thing? Or?
No. So, you know, that game manages, like, the diversity, like, any other game has done in the history
yeah.
for me. Like,
it's, like, awesome.
Okay.
They
it has
have
all kinds of players.
Characters from everywhere.
From everywhere.
From all over the world.
All over the world. They don't go, like, over a stereotypical. They try to make them
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, like, they try to make them cool. Like
everybody feels, like,
yeah.
good with that.
It's awesome.
2 days ago, like, last week,
well
they sent another character, like, a new one. And it was a cowboy, like, a girl from the West with a hat and everything.
Really?
Yeah. She's amazing.
Wow. When did that come out?
like, she's like the ex-girlfriend from Macri. The other
no.
Yeah.
They make a little story. I love it. That's
so
great.
No, there's been times where George is watching
like
that and I like would think like it's a movie.
Yeah.
Like that he's watching, like if I'm not paying attention, I'm like, oh, what movie are you watching? I'll come around the corner mall. Oh, it's this shit. Okay.
Yeah, so the thing is,
they have cooler videos.
Yeah.
Was the 29th hero. This game has characters from Africa, Australia,
yeah.
Europe, Asia,
Mexico.
America. Like, they have from everybody. They have black people, they have from India, they have Asian, they have Chinese, Japanese, Americans. They have everything.
Mexicans.
They have a guy from Nigeria. They have everything. Like,
don't forget the Mexicans.
In fact, they have a Mexican American. In fact, and a Mexican
yeah.
Mexican.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They have.
There's like two of them.
They have managed the
whoa.
Diversity.
It's really cool.
Like, really well. Like for me, this is the first game that openly thinks about these kind of things.
Yeah.
To me, like that's the U.S. Like that's a cool thing about the U.S. Like that they can bring all those things together. Like obviously they. Like here it's from all over the world, but in the
no,
US.
No, but the thing with this game, when they launched this new girl,
that's so cool.
There was a movement that was complaining because it wasn't a black American girl.
Oh.
Like, they were like, why is there no black American?
Mm-hmm.
There was already a white girl. We need, like, more representation. Uh-huh. And Blizzard was like, okay, guys, we, of course, as you know, we try to always improve ourselves. Of mm-hmm. course, we're going to go there. Like, at any point, we're going to go there. And I went to the comment section. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't, but I did.
I shouldn't.
So what happened is that I found these two opinions. One opinion was like, oh, these millennials are ruining everything. They're oversensitive of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. Like, Blizzard is doing their best.
Right.
And then there was the other side. And it was actually the guys that were offended because of it. Like, I'm guessing black girls.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, like, dude, you don't know the sensation that I have for never playing for something that looks like me.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel offended by me being offended? Like, I don't get it.
I know.
And that's the thing.
Right.
Like, it's like people that don't even, like, take, like, offended for other people's
offense. Yeah, no, like, but, like, they were like, why are you getting mad for me being offended for not having this character?
Right.
And I was like, they are making a good point with that. Like, actually, maybe it's not Blizzard's job to make that character. They are like 1,000 companies around them to make this, but nobody's doing it. So that's why I think they're telling Blizzard, like, dude, you're the only one doing it. Please do it.
I know.
And that's the thing. It became a debate. And the first thing that I thought was, like, oh my god, they are praying for this, like, poor Blizzard. Like, they are trying to do their best.
I know, they're just bombing them from
But then from I thought sides. This, like, if I was in their position, like, it's a really hard point because they're not going to be able to satisfy everybody. Like,
no,
right.
Parker's going to say, like, the white bear is no gay, right there, and Mexican in the game.
It's because, like,
right.
to me, I know, like, it's like if you read a book and you're like, oh, like, I'm so mad because they didn't add a troll in the book, or like they didn't add a wizard to the book.
But this is
oh my god! It's like people. There's books
saying,
of everything.
There's black people in the game. There's
there you go. Yeah, there's
the Iron Fist. He is like a black guy from Africa. He's badass. Everything. But there's no woman, and that's what they were saying. Like, it would be nice. It would be cool
mm-hmm.
like, if we had that. And I understood both positions in this scenario. And mm-hmm. that goes.
There is no Mexican guy.
I know there's no Mexican guy. So what? Like, why isn't there any
American Mexican American?
It's Mexican American, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
the thing.
There is
no way for everybody to be satisfied with that.
No.
Because, for example, one friend from Argentina was saying to me, like, I doubt that there's going to be one day that they add an Argentina
of hero. Course. And then the people from Ethiopia are going to get mad because
no,
they don't have
then,
one. And then
if
the people
they
from Egypt.
From Argentina,
right.
Somebody from Paraguay, which there are 2 million people, like nothing, like one block in Los Angeles.
I know.
It's going to say, I want my Paraguayan
I
hero.
No, that's
there.
Ridiculous.
I know,
they can't do everyone.
But that's
and then
the
a
thing.
Martian is going to be, I want my Martian hero.
I get why they are angry. And I don't get why people get mad. For them being offended.
Being offended.
Like, them being offended doesn't affect me. And that's the thing with Me Too, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect me. Like, I think that women are genuinely trying to win terrain.
Yeah.
And I don't get why you guys are liking this. Because that's one thing that I
like, which is cool that women want to gain terrain.
They're trying to gain.
Cool.
Like, and maybe they're going to do a lot of mistakes. And that happens. Like, it happened in the black movement. It happened in all places. But the thing that I'm noticing more with guys, with the feminist movement, it's like you hear a woman speaking about feminism, the first thing that a guy tries to do is, and what about my rights? Why are you speaking about this, and my rights what? You're leaving me behind.
And it's like, dude, you have tons
like,
of rights.
The way I saw it at the
right.
beginning was like, they are right. Like, why are they speaking about women rights in the job?
Mm-hmm.
And what about major rights?
Mm-hmm.
And then one friend told me, dude, that's right. Like,
I know it's just rights. It's
that's
just normal
regular rights.
Rights.
Men rights. You don't need special ones.
No.
But then you can go to the opposite side. I was dating this girl. She was so into the feminist movement. And one day she told me, it's that I think that you should apologize. I'm like, what are you doing? And she told me, like, exist. Like, your whole existence, like, represents everything that it's bad.
Because you're white.
Because you're Mexican,
and
Catholic,
man.
White, in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
You don't know the whole benefits that you received. And I was, the first thing that I thought was,
I didn't notice that yet,
like, but then she started to tell me, think of this, and I was like,
and it is true.
It is true, like, it I started true. To think, well, I have of course, it, but I have this benefit.
Well, yeah, but it's not your fault.
Like, but then I told her, like, what do you want me to do? There's nothing that I can do about it.
No, nothing.
And then she told me, by apologizing, I want you to become aware.
That's ridiculous.
And I got the point. No. I got the point with that, because by me becoming aware of that, it's like not longer being part of the issue.
Yes.
And I think that was the bottom line from her. Like, she was angry at that point. Something happened in the universe.
Well, yeah, she sounds also like she was an extremist.
She was
within
not,
her,
and she was angry because all the time that something happened, she took it personally.
Mm-hmm. That's like having to say you're sorry because your hair is black. Or
no,
your
but
eyes are round.
I think that the point with the mention, because I told her there's nothing that I can
like
do.
It isn't your fault. You're born a man. Like,
I
what
can't
are you gonna do?
Like,
right.
I
see,
that.
And I wouldn't expect an apology, but
no,
I.
Like an apology, no.
But I like
well,
what
like
you
an
got
acceptance?
Out of that.
Yeah,
yeah
like
acceptance, that acceptance
yeah.
part. Like that is part of like people recognizing that everyone is entitled
that,
in
yeah.
one way or another.
Yeah,
like your entitlement. You know, for her was that you're a man, you know, like that was your
yeah,
entitlement, and that is an entitlement compared to a woman.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What did
oh,
you
no,
say?
No. No, I told him, like, you always want to jump into the
yes.
conversation.
Yes.
Like,
that's
so
why you're, like, waiting?
Like,
you're all...
No, 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 no.
So then I said, well, no way, shut up, just let her finish. And you interrupted it.
Go ahead.
No, I can't. No, you can't, because I forgot what I was going to say, actually.
Yeah, this is the thing about this. And I think it's a scary thing for most people, because we're going to new terrains, like a society, like a Western society. This whole thing is new. Like,
right.
we never had to acknowledge your girls as something to our level. We never
right.
had to. Like, we always assumed that you were there for us. And that's the image that you were
mm-hmm.
there for, like, you are women are there for men, and that's it. That's your role in history. Like, that's how Bible paints you, that's how history paints you. And we're going to this new terrain where we have to share the power, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The movie that I was mentioning yesterday, Moneyball, the one about baseball with Brad Pitt and
uh-huh.
Jonah Hill, there is a scene at the end. I don't know if you've seen this movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. So it's about the Oakland Athletics. They changed the whole baseball concept.
Mm-hmm.
Because before baseball was, selecting players was about face,
mm-hmm.
being confident, something stupid. And these guys came and said, that has nothing to do with this. We are going to know these numbers, and we're going to make the best team in history with only numbers. And they did. They achieved something completely new that changed the whole conception of baseball to all teams. At the end of the movie, Oakland has never had that much money as a team. Boston had. So Boston Red Sox chief or owner was trying to hire the president that made this on the Athletics. And there is a phrase that he mentions, and the president from the Athletics was saying, like, this was so hard. I had a really hard time doing this whole new thing. And the Boston owner was saying to him, well, what did you expect? You are removing the way of life of many people. They're going to go batshit crazy.
Right.
Because you are removing everything from them. Like, the way of living, it's gone for them. Do you think they're going to go, okay, well,
just accept it?
Just accept it. They're not. They're going to go batshit crazy against you. And if you want to make the change, you have to stand it. And that's what I think we're facing right now. Like, what they call WASPs. They are facing this change. They are losing it. They are not going to let it go easily.
Right.
That happened with Rome. That happened with Catholics in Europe in the medieval age. That happened with Vikings. Everyone, when they lose power, they go by shit crazy. They try to hang on to power. And this is the change we're facing right now. In between race, sex, religion, everything. And that's why I think it's so scary for
everyone.
That's like what I think we're facing today.
Yeah.
Voy porque no hay llamadas, no se va.